The Innisfil Idealab and Library showcased the works of a dozen local artists for the Innisfil Studio Tour this past weekend. Artists displayed one-of-a-kind works of art, sculptures, paintings, works of pyrography, and jewelry, in addition to scarves, clothing, tote bags and greeting cards that made art enthusiasts and gift-givers alike smile as they perused the unique items for sale at the Innisfil Idealab and Library in Alcona and Masonic Hall, Manitoba Lodge, on Queen Street in Cookstown. Usually, the studio tour has individual studios and a couple of group locations, Sydney Hardy, chair of the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council explained. The library is so accommodating. We are thrilled to be supporting the local arts community through the Autumn Art Show and Sale, said Aaron Scusimari, CEO of Innisfil Idealab and Library. As a creative and cultural hub, the library is an ideal venue to showcase our incredibly talented artists and to allow our community to engage with culture and the arts in Innisfil. This year, Hardy and Vice Chair of the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, Jeanette Lucchese, were thrilled to incorporate the 2022 Youth Art Show as part of the tour. Artwork created by students from Maple Ridge Secondary School and Banting Memorial High School has been included in a digital art slideshow that will be on display for another week at the Alcona and Cookstown branches of the Innisfil Idealab and Library. It was very exciting to be able to bring them on board and have them participate. And the schools are equally excited, Lucci said. Beyond acquiring one-of-a-kind artistic creations over the weekend, the artists generously offered insight into their processes. I always worked in acrylics, artist Jamie Hardy said. Unlike watercolor or oil, they're really easy because they're water cleanup. Artist Beth Evans works with a company in Montreal that transfers her art to textiles, like scarves, skirts, and pillows. They use sustainable products, and everything is machine washable. Everything is made right in Montreal too, so they don't ship it overseas, so it's definitely a Canadian product and a great company to work for, she said. Artist, author, and poet, Ron Heist, said he has been sketching his entire life, and pyrography is simply sketching with a hot knife. In addition to his other works, he has been creating beautiful pieces of art on wood for 14 years. President of the South Simcoe Palette Club, Diane Kochmarek, said the artists who gathered in Cookstown were pleased to share their craft and expertise. It's been a really, really good experience. The first time we had a show here was 3 years ago just before COVID, and I have to say, this year is better. This year, we've had a lot more traffic coming in, at 4 Queen Street, Sydney Hardy and the Innisfil tour people, they have been incredibly supportive and I can't praise them enough. They've been great to us, said Kochmarek. Hardy is excited to resurrect the tradition of the Innisfil studio tour as it existed pre-pandemic. She explained that driving from studio to studio brings a lot of people from out of town and that everyone enjoys being invited into artists' studios to witness the big mess of creation. When she looked around the Alcona Library, she said the Innisfil Autumn Art Show and Sale worked so well, she thought, why can't we have more than one thing a year? Keen to continue engaging the community while shining a light on local artists, she said, maybe we can have a studio tour in the fall and an art show in the spring. Be sure to look at the Innisfil Studio Tour's website for announcements. I'm always amazed at the talented people who live in and call Innisfil their home. It's great to be out and to have this opportunity to get back into the community and immerse myself in the beautiful artwork, Mayor Lynn Dolan said on Saturday while checking out the works at the Alcona location. Any community is a community, but it's this type of event that makes communities unique.